Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the university preparatory diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook.
It's bow time. The drive-thru's open and the food is real deal. Because no matter what else is going on in the world, we all gotta eat. That's why we've got your back with a big bow box that can feed the whole family for just $19.99. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Do something good today.
Hey y'all, this is T. Graham Brown, and you're listening to my friend Mark White right here on The Mark White Show. Great guy. If you want to make a difference in your life, trust in God and never doubt, for surely He will see you out. Make a difference in somebody's life if you can only see me now.
Tried to be just what you wanted. Oh, but I was always wishing on the moon. Things were always going wrong, and oh, it took so long. And you just left me way too soon. If you could only see me. I've turned my life around completely. If I could bring you back somehow, I know that I could make you proud to love me. Well, I think you'd be surprised. I'd be something in your eyes if you could only. Crazy dream was always waiting down some road I had to follow to the end. I meant to come back home,
kept rolling on. I'd love to have that chance again. You could only see me now. Now I've turned my life around completely. If I could bring you back somehow, I know that I could make you proud to love me. Think you'd be surprised, I'd be something in your eyes. If you could only see me now. I think you'd be surprised, I'd be something in your eyes if you could only see me now.
You gotta keep getting up. You know, it's that old kind of a cliche thing of it don't matter how many times you get knocked down as long as you keep getting up. But that's what you gotta do, man. That's what I had to do, you know, was to basically start all over, but it was all good. I tell you what's killing us, that's really, I don't know how hard it's going to be, is we're totally out of work right now. And I don't know when we're going to be able to go back. You know, it's tough not having any money coming in. And, you know, I never did get rich or anything. I'm not a wealthy guy. I'm just like everybody else. You know, I make a house payment and cut my grass and, you know, go to the grocery store like everybody else does. So kind of hard. And I know everybody else is going through the same thing. I mean, most folks are. You know, there's some people that are able to work still. These boys out here cutting these trees down in my front yard are out there working. So there are some people working, but I don't know what's going to happened to our business. You know, I was talking to the Oak Ridge boys about it. Everybody got laid off, all the, you know, all the bus drivers, the crews, the ticket takers, the popcorn sellers, and, you know, everybody in the entertainment business or anything that's connected to it in any way. Everybody's just wondering what the heck's going on.
One of the things I try to stress, T. Graham, is that there's a misunderstanding between the public and entertainers to think that they're so well off because they had ABC happen to them. It doesn't necessarily mean that they're independently wealthy. I have a friend in Maggie Mancuso who played Charlene Darling on the Andy Griffith Show. Well, she was in a mm-hmm. few episodes, but that didn't make her rich. And she suddenly had some major health problems and needed help through a fundraiser. And so I tried to help her through that. And people just think because somebody did something, they were on the Andy Griffith Show or they got on stage and sang to some people, that that now makes them wealthy beyond comprehension for the rest of their life.
And I used to be the same way, man, before I got in this business. If they ever see you on television or hear you on the radio or see you in a movie or anything like that, then I guess it's just human nature to think that, you know. Oh, man. It's like Maggie. She did ever how many handful of episodes, and then she might have got paid for the first two times it reran, but she's not making any money and hasn't for 50 years probably, as far as the Andy thing goes. And but it's just, I think it's just human nature, because back then you only got paid for like two or three reruns, and that was it. It's not like now, where it's a whole different world. But I mean, somebody's out there making money off the Andy Griffith Show. Whoever owns the rights to the show is still making money, but the actors aren't.
Well, and Maggie, like yourself, she makes her income on going to events and being able to speak on Mayberry Days and going around the country, sharing her story and being Charlene Darling. And right now, with health issues, in addition to what we're facing with COVID, she can't go anywhere. And so it puts you in the same situation that there are no people gathering together to listen to T. Graham Brown. I've noticed a lot of singers and musicians and other entertainers have gone to social media to try to raise funds by putting on little concerts.
Oh, we've done a couple of those. We've done a couple of fundraisers to help other people. And we've done, well, I did one, I guess, for me, just for me to try. You know, we put a virtual tip jar and a, if people wanted a certain song sung, they could make a request or, you know, whatever, selling T-shirts and CDs. And we're doing anything we can to get by. It's scary. I've gotten on this thing called Cameo now, so I'll do these things for people. Like, we did a bunch of them for Mother's Day. People want me to wish their mother a happy Mother's Day or somebody a happy birthday. And, you know, it's kind of, I hate really to do that, but, hey, it's just a fact of life right now for me.
I can imagine that a fellow that was born in 1954 would have never imagined what the world would turn into, especially when your heyday was in the 80s, 90s, where music was completely different as how we were consumers and received the music. And now today, it's totally different.
It's crazy, man. I don't understand it.
That's what I was thinking about your virtual tip jar. How did T. Graham figure out a virtual tip jar?
Well, everybody's doing it. We got it from somebody else. I can't remember, but every act that's out there doing a show from their basement or wherever, there's ways that people can donate, and they call it a virtual tip jar. You just put it. Ours is, I guess it's on our website, or I don't know. I got other people helping me do this, so I don't really know how it works, but we got some sort of PayPal account, whatever that is. I have no idea. But there's ways that people can donate. We did the first couple of them we did. I did one with Shenandoah, and we did it to help the tornado victims from, I don't know how long, it's been a couple of months ago now.
Yes.
Tornado came through East Nashville, and so we were raising money for that. Who would have thought we could get into our stuff blown down, but we didn't sustain anything like some of those people did. A lot of people got it's like a whammy, a double whammy. Some people got hit by the tornado and then got hit by the other thing that came through a week ago. So
yes,
it's a triple whammy on the virus, and it's just crazy, man. Being born in 54 and never thinking I would see things like that, I am just totally baffled by this, all of this going on right now. I just pray every day when I say my prayers, please just get us through this and let's go back to work. I don't think anybody knows anything. I really don't. I don't think Dr. Fauci anybody knows any better than anybody else, really. It's just kind of like the blind leading the blind, man. I don't get it, but I wish they'd put everybody back to work. I don't want anybody getting sick and some sure enough huge epidemic come through, but it's just,
well,
crazy.
You know, with anything, T. Graham, people have to make a personal decision, and that's usually been the way we conduct our lives, is we make a decision about the risk that we're willing to take in everything. We need to be able to take that risk and take our own personal health into consideration. And if the world is open and we have businesses open, people can choose to stay home or they can choose to go out. And if they take the safety precautions and try to keep their distance from people and try to protect people, then businesses need to reopen quickly and things need to get back to normal quickly as much as possible. Because as you say, it's a brand new thing and people have been trying to figure it out the whole time. And I sum it up to throwing darts. You're throwing darts at a dartboard and hoping to hit the bullseye, and you can hit everything but the bullseye, and you may get close. Nobody has quite figured out where the bullseye is at this point.
Nobody knows for sure, and I think sometimes you put your trust in people that don't know any more than you know. I mean, I'm like you. I think, to me, it's like, hey, it's the United States of America. If you want to get out and go to work, then get out and go to work. If you don't want to leave your house, then don't leave your house. You know? I just hate somebody telling people what to do. I don't like that part.
I try to stick with things I do know, and it's good to stick with things that we do know. And one of the things that you do know that I'd like to talk about when we come back is talk about some of your music and the themes of your music and the message to people through the life that you have lived and the experiences that you have had. Will you stick with me, T. Graham?
I'll be glad to.
Great. Thanks. Folks, you're listening to The Mark White Show. Right now, I'm talking to T. Graham Brown. You know him. You know his music, great music that has come out through the years, and glad to be able to talk to him. I hope you'll stick with us for the second segment. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark White.
They say that I'm the kind of man who always speaks his mind. To me, there's nothing stronger than the truth. They can ask me almost anything, and I'll tell it like it is. But darling, when they ask me about you, I tell it like it used to be, when you were still in love with me, before you got too used to me, and wanted someone new. I tell it like it ought to be, 'cause how it
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
The Alabama Music Hall of Fame is currently closed due to COVID-19, but they hope that you'll make plans to visit them when they reopen.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
It's bow time. With bold fried chicken and a scratch-made buttermilk beauty, nothing beats the first bite of a Cajun filet biscuit, except the second first bite. Drive on through and start your day with a Cajun filet biscuit. It's bow time. It's bow time. The drive-thru's open and the food is real deal. 'Cause no matter what else is going on in the world, we all gotta eat. That's why we've got your back with a big bow box that can feed the whole family for just $19.99. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Hi, this is Maddie from Mama Nims.
And this is Amy. Come on out to Mama Nims and have some ribeye steaks, hamburger steaks, pond-raised catfish, whole fish or fillets, made from scratch, homemade, the best in the world ever, apple pies, fresh desserts.
Y'all come by and see us.
Thank you, Amy and Maddie. I would like to encourage you to go to Mama Nims in Anderson, Alabama, 256-800-4003. Check them out on Facebook at Mama Nims, M-A-M-A-N-E-M-S. Just like Mama's cooking, we put the love in it. The Alabama Music Hall of Fame is currently closed due to COVID-19, but they hope that you'll make plans to visit them when they reopen.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org. I have a passion for making a difference in the lives of others. I want people to know that they matter. I want people to know that there's someone out there who cares. If your business or organization would like to sponsor The Mark White Show, send me an email to themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. If you would like to become an individual sponsor of The Mark White Show, you can go to patreon.com/themarkwhiteshow. Patreon is spelled P-A-T-R-E-O-N. With your support, we'll continue to bring awareness to the needs of individuals, families, groups, and organizations. Let's partner together to make a difference in our communities.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
Darling, sit down, I need to talk to you. Then you do what you wanna do. Just hear me through.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I am your host, Mark White, and right now I have a very special guest. I've loved his music for years, all the way back to my childhood. His name is T. Graham Brown, and he is on the line right now. Welcome back to The Mark White Show, T. Graham Brown.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks for having me, man. You know, we were talking about doing these online Facebook concerts. Just dawned on me, Sheila, my wife Sheila, my hero of 40 years now, she's been taking care of me. She went somewhere, but you would think that she would be within earshot of me, me bragging on her, you know. But I brag on her all the time anyway. We got a request from some armed services thing, and it's for the Navy. So it's for ships, I think, to be broadcast on ships. I'm looking forward to doing that. We're doing things and trying to stay busy and doing music. While I'm thinking of it, if you don't mind, like, for instance, next Wednesday, I'm going to go in the studio and do an acoustic greatest hits record, just me and an acoustic guitar. So I'm doing things like that. I've been wanting to recut some hits. I didn't know I was going to do it this way or do it with just an acoustic guitar, but I'm looking forward to doing that. And we cut a cool song of it. I went down to the Bellamy Brothers Ranch in Darby, Florida. It's right outside of Tampa. And this would have been in March, I guess, before all the lockdowns started. And it might have been late February. I can't remember. But anyway, we were down there visiting with them. And Howard, the older Bellamy brother, they have this ranch that's been in their family since 1850. And they got this old bunkhouse that they turned into a recording studio. So Howard played me this song that David had written, and I really liked it, and they had a track and all that they'd done down there, so I I said, can I put a vocal on it right now? And it just tickled him, you know. So I put a vocal on it, brought it back to Nashville. I sent it to a drummer. He put some new drums on it. Then we sent it over to a bass player, then a guitar player. So we did this whole thing by email. And then I sang it, and we put background vocals on it. And it turned out great. We got horns on it and everything, and we did it all by email.
T. Graham, one of the things I wanted to talk about was the messages that you include into your song that actually apply to your own life, because there's somebody out there right now who's listening who needs a boost, who needs to see that there is light at the end of the tunnel for their life and that there is hope for them. And I know that your music and your songs, there's plenty of songs that you have written that are about hope and finding ways to overcome the challenge that you're facing.
Well, you just got to realize God's on top of it all, and God's got your back. You know, God will work with you if you're serious about it, if you're sincere. You can't con God. And if you want to change, if you're doing something that's got you, like for me, it was drugs and drinking was a big thing. That it started off when I was in high school. It was all fun and games and all, and then it got to where it was 24 hours a day. It was just ruling my life. And I would try to quit, and I couldn't stay quit. I tell people I'd get on the horse and ride a while and fall off, and get back on the horse and ride a while and fall off. I just never could stay quit. And I got to where I was getting up in the morning and pouring vodka in my coffee before I'd even brush my teeth. And smoking a joint, you know, that's the way I started my days off. And that's the way I went to bed every night. Usually, you know, passing out. And when I finally got sobered up, one guy said, ain't it good to be able to wake up instead of coming to? ain't it good to be able to go to sleep instead of passing out? And that was just exactly the way it was. You know, I finally, and I mean, I did this for 40 years, just about. And so it wasn't like just a little thing, you know. It's a long, lifelong thing. I can't remember how long I've been sober now. I didn't write it down or remember it. Like, a lot of people remember their sobriety birthday, you know, and celebrate it every year. I never did. I got up one morning like every morning, feeling just hungover. For people that are listening that don't know what a hangover is, it's when you've been drinking or drugging or whatever, and you wake up the next morning, you feel like your body's aching, you got a splitting headache, you're nauseated. Just a lot of times you have to throw up before you get to feeling better. For a non-drinker out there, the only way to get over a hangover, I'm just explaining this to folks, is to start drinking again. You get some more alcohol back in your system, and it kind of, I hate to say it, makes you feel normal again, but it makes all of that sick feeling go away. And then you're right back on the deal, you know. Once you take your first drink in the morning to get the feeling better, then you just keep on drinking and drinking, and then you do it the next day and on and on. But I ask God to help me. It's the, like I said a minute ago, it's like the old cliche story of, but it was true. I woke up one morning, I looked in the mirror, and I looked like just death warmed over. And I asked myself, I said, man, what are you doing? You're smarter than this. You're about to blow everything. Everything you work for, your family, your gig, everything. And I asked God to help me, and you know, I ain't had one craving since then. It's just been amazing. And I know it's a God stepping in thing, you know, and so I just tell people, if you're sincere about it and you really want to change, if you're in that kind of situation and you want to change, God will help you. Another thing I got going on is I got a really bad bipolar problem. I have to take medicine every day to keep me from getting in a deep, dark depression. If I don't take this medicine, it might not happen that day, but I'll I'll go way down low where I'm sitting there staring at a pistol. Or I'll get way high and thinking I can rule the world. And being manic, that's the best feeling in the world. But you're being ugly to people and you don't realize you're saying things that you don't. My deal is if I get manic, I'll do things and say things that I don't even remember doing. That's the most terrifying part of it, is doing things that you don't even know you're doing and scaring everybody. So, pardon me. And you just have to, thank God Almighty, they make medicine for bipolar now. Back to six, when we grew up, they put you in the insane asylum. In Georgia, it was a place, there's a town called Milledgeville, and they had this place, I can't remember what the name of it was, but it was like the state psychiatric hospital. And if you didn't behave, I remember when I was little, they'd say, look, when I was a kid, they would threaten to send you to Milledgeville. You're going to wind up in Milledgeville. You know, that was the thing that would scare kids to death. But whatever it is, if you're bipolar, go to the doctor. They make medicine for this. You don't need to live your life that way. And if you're all doped out, ask God to help you. There's, you know, go to find some like-minded people. Go to AA or go to find you a church group or something. There's ways to mitigate it. You don't have to live in this hell. I thought I was by myself. I thought I was the only one. And then I finally, it dawned on me one day that everybody is either just like me or know somebody so close to them just like me. So it made me feel like I wasn't, you know, the Lone Ranger out there. And that was a big enlightening moment for me, was to realize that everybody is in the same boat. Either they know somebody or it's them themselves. So I just try to, like when I'm on stage, I can get up there and talk about whatever I want to talk about. I have a bully pulpit, and I always, every show, I tell people about how God has helped me. I tell people not to let all this stuff shake you up too bad, and it'll go for this virus thing too. God is still on the throne 24/7, and everything's going to be all right. I totally believe that, and I just believe it without a doubt in my mind. So that's what I try to do, man, is I just try to stay positive and tell people that they're not alone. And I try to sing songs. A lot of my songs are about that. And like when I wrote Wine and Water, all it is a prayer for God to help you get straightened out. And I wrote Wine and Water in 1995. And I went through all kind of drunk episodes and years and all after I'd written Wine and Water. But a lot of times I wouldn't want to sing it because I'd be drunk and I wouldn't want to go out there and do something against God. I never had sung it for anybody. And we were out at Loretta Lynn's, and Sheila says, you need to sing Wine into Water. And I did, and Loretta loved it, and she put it in her show and wound up cutting it a year ago. But, I just try to tell, I don't hold anything back. If anybody wants to know anything about me, all they got to do is ask. I wear my heart on my sleeve. And if I can help somebody or save somebody some trouble, that's what I'm all about, Mark. But I've been on 20-something different medicines because some of this stuff, I got a great doctor. He's a pharmacological psychiatrist. And so he has a doctorate in psychiatry, and he has a doctorate in pharmacology, which is drugs and their interaction. And he's about 75 years old. His name's Robert Jamerson. And he's world famous, and he can mix those drugs together to find just the right combination and the right dosage and everything. But these drugs, a lot of times, will quit working. You know, your system, your brain will get used to them, and you have to change drugs.
Right.
And because they have been working, you know. And so I've been on like 22 or 23 different drugs in the last 20 years. I think Sheila took me to the doctor when I was in my 40s. We didn't know what was going on. she just, you know, I was just apparently just way out of line. And she saw Dr. Jameson talking on TV and tracked him down. And we had to wait a long time before he would even see us. He was so backed up. But anyway, he's a great guy, and he knows how to juggle that medicine. But sometimes you'll take a medicine, and let's say you're taking a medicine that's working, and then it wears off. Your body gets used to it. Your brain gets used to it, and it quits working for you. Then you try something else, but it takes like 6 weeks before you know if something's working or not. If the new medicine that the doctor puts you on isn't working, where you go 6 months, you go through 6 months and then decide that that one ain't working, and then try another one, you can go through another six weeks. So if you can, the interim between a medicine working, quitting working, and finding another one that does work, the interim can be months, you know, till you find the right one. So that can be a bad deal too, but you can't give up. You know, my daddy, you know, a lot of this stuff runs in families. My daddy was having problems. He's 87 or something. And a few years ago, we got him to go to the doctor. And so the doctor prescribed, I can't remember what antidepressant it was. And so I called him and asked him how he was doing, checking in on. He said, well, I said, how's your medicine working? He said, well, I took one and it didn't work, so I quit taking them. He thought he could take one pill once, you know, and it was going to straighten him out. But he just didn't understand that you got to take this medicine every day. And another thing is that no manic depressive or bipolar, whatever term you want to use, none of us wants to take our medicine. I don't like my medicine. She lets me take it. I don't like the way it makes me feel sometimes. I would rather have that manic.
Yep.
But that's not good. They've told me manic equals mean, and I don't want to be mean to anybody. But I asked Dr. Jameson, what percentage of your patients don't take their medicine or don't want to take their medicine? He said 100%. He said nobody likes to take their medicine. They'd rather, you know, of course the depression part of it, I can't imagine anybody not wanting to get rid of that part. But the manic part, you know, you think you can rule the world when your brain is, when you're manic. It's the greatest feeling in the world to me. I don't know about you, but
it's
the greatest feeling in the world to me. But it'll kill you, you know.
Yeah.
But it's just, I don't know. It's just your brain can play tricks on you sometimes. You know? So you need this medicine. And I asked people, you know, I've asked Sheila, I said, have you ever thought about killing yourself? And she said, no. Mm. She said, no way, you know. And most people in their right mind never think those thoughts. But the thing of it is, if you're thinking those thoughts, you're not in your right mind.
Yeah.
And nobody in their right mind kills themselves. I totally believe that. You know, it ain't, it's just not human nature to do, I don't think. You know, people that kill themselves, and hey, man, I've come so close to it, so I'm counting myself in. People that do that, they're just not in their right mind at that point. I don't believe it.
If you're in a bad depression, those things can hit you daily. The thing about it is that when it comes down to it, it hits you at a moment where you're in deep depression and your life is nothing in that moment.
I know. It's terrible. It's horrible. And somebody that's never had to deal with it, they will look at you like, man, you must be crazy.
Yep.
I hate to use the word crazy. I don't know if that's the right word to use, but I'll use it on myself. I just don't think that anybody, the average guy, it's never crossed their mind to kill themselves. I guarantee my mama's never thought that thought, you know, or Sheila, or most folks. I would, you know, most folks don't think that way. But your mind will play tricks on you, man. It sure will. It's hard to explain to somebody that that doesn't have that happen to them. It's really hard to explain, but I'll guarantee you it's as real as anything to me. You know, it's just as real as the sky is blue. Your mind makes you think it's just as real as anything.
I know you've got another interview to do, and I appreciate your time here, T. Graham, and appreciate you being so open in this conversation, because I know that it's going to help somebody. Folks, we have been talking to T. Graham Brown. We appreciate him joining us here on the Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment today. Thank you, T. Graham Brown, for joining me today.
Well, you're welcome, Mark. Like you say, somebody out there needed to hear what I said. So, you know, I appreciate you having me on and giving me a forum.
You're talking to one person, brother, and that's what it's about. I don't look at 100,000 people looking at it. There's somebody out there who needed to hear it, and it has touched somebody's life, and that's the most important thing.
That is. Well, you're doing a good thing, Mark. Thanks for having me, buddy.
Thank you, T. Graham. I've tried to fight this battle by myself, but it's a war that I can't win without your help. Tonight I'm as low as any man can go. Yeah, I'm down and I can't fall much farther. And once upon a time you turned the water into wine, and now on my knees I'm turning to you, Father. Could you help me turn the wine back into water? So many times I've hurt the ones I love. I pushed them to the edge of giving up. They stood by me, but how much can they stand if I don't put this bottle in your hands? Tonight I'm as low as any man can go. Yeah, I'm down and I can't fall much farther. And once upon a time you turned the water into wine, and now on my knees I'm turning to you, Father. Could you help me turn the wine back into water? Shook my fist in heaven for all that I've been through, but now I'm begging for forgiveness and a miracle from you. 'Cause tonight love is low, boy, as any man can go. I'm down and I can't fall much farther. And once upon time you turn the water into wine, and now on my knees I'm turning to you, Father. Could you help me turn the wine back into water? Would you help me turn this wine back into water?
God bless every one of y'all in here. Thanks, guys. Y'all sound great. Thank y'all very much.
Got a song.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call. Located in the Foodland Shopping Center at 16041 Highway 72 in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Welcome to the Make a Difference Minute replay from The Mark White Show. Here we play Make a Difference Minute segments from the past week as we try to make a difference in the lives of others. We'd like to thank our sponsor, Athens Bible School, located in Athens, Alabama. The Make a Difference Minute from The Mark White Show is coming up next. Welcome to another Make a Difference Minute
from the Mark White Show.
On this Make a Difference Minute, I have Rhonda Vincent.
An inspiration for me comes from my dad. He always said, don't let anyone tell you that you can't do something. You just find a way to do it. We're going to be here. Thank goodness for the internet, and we can reach out. We can sing songs. We're doing webinars, sharing gifts of learning instruments. I talked to some of the music stores, and they are selling out of instruments right now because people are at home and they've always wanted to learn an instrument. So it's a perfect time for that. Go to RhondaVincent.com. There's a lot of webinars. There's banjo coming up. I'm going to be teaching a beginning fiddle. Let's pick up the fiddle again, or the violin. I'm going to be teaching that. We're doing an online concert on May 12th. Check out all of the things that we have there. We're starting from the very beginning to like how to hold a pick, and like if they just got an instrument, if it just was shipped to them, they got it out of the box and they'd never played before, this is where we're starting from. The people are sending me their videos like, I'm playing a song. The first webinar, I'm actually playing a song.
Wow.
We're singing along, and so it is very exciting to see that.
If you have a suggestion for a Make a Difference Minute, send it to themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White.
And this is Cora White.
Encouraging you
to find your purpose
by making a difference
in someone's life
today. We'd like to thank our sponsor, Trinity Medical Care, located in Huntsville, Alabama. The Make a Difference Minute is coming up next. Welcome to another Make a Difference Minute
from the Mark White Show.
On this Make a Difference Minute, I have Tim Atwood.
So in the summer months when we're off of school, I went down and spent 3 months with my grandparents. Such a simpler time, but it was such a great time. And but singing in churches, we would go to those all day singing with dinner on the ground on all these churches. And I sat next to my Granny Atwood, and she taught me how to sing my lead part, my harmony parts. I was probably, 11, 12 at the time. That's where I really learned to sing. My Granny Atwood had a house down in Mississippi. I mean, out in the middle of nowhere. And that's some of the most fun I ever had. We'd sit on the front porch there at Shell Peas, and she would tell stories. I was just enthralled. That was a good time. And my mom used to can all her stuff. My Granny Atwood made the best pear preserves I've ever put in my mouth. I'm glad I had the upbringing that I had and the memories. That just makes it so special. You can go to my website, timatwood.com, or on Facebook, it's just Tim Atwood. Thank you so much. And now I'm hungry as I'll get out and talk about all the food.
If you have a suggestion for a Make a Difference Minute, send it to themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
This is Mark White.
And this is Cora White.
Encouraging you
to find your purpose
by making a difference
in someone's life today.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic from which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We'd like to thank our sponsor, Green's Dependable Hardware, located in Russellville, Alabama. The Make a Difference Minute from The Mark White Show is coming up next. Welcome to another Make a Difference Minute
from The Mark White Show.
On this Make a Difference Minute, I have Eric McElvinny.
Back in the end of 2011, Marine Corps infantry officer serving in Afghanistan. I was working with a group of Afghan soldiers on a patrol December 9th, 2011, on a dismounted patrol, meaning we were walking around. I stepped on an improvised explosive device and I triggered an explosion underneath me. I lost the lower part of my right leg and had some other minor injuries. My life changed and a new journey started. The biggest player in my life at that point was my daughter. She was 5 years old, took 6 days from when I was injured to get back to San Diego, to the hospital there, and that's where I saw my daughter. And in those 6 days, you know, there was a lot going through my mind. You know, I was in pain, and my life changed. It was hard, but when I saw my daughter, she looked at me the exact way and treated me the exact way that she did before I deployed. And that's when I realized I'm the same person, and I'm still dad to her. She still has these expectations of me, although I may look and feel a little bit different. You know, that's something that we can figure out. It was nice having family and support to help me realize, like, hey, this isn't the end. This is what we make of it. Let's move forward and let's keep going.
If you have a suggestion for a Make a Difference Minute, send it to themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White.
And this is Cora White.
Encouraging you
to find your purpose
by making a difference
in someone's life today.
We'd like to thank our sponsor, Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located in Tuscumbia, Alabama. The Make a Difference Minute from The Mark White Show is coming up next. Welcome to another Make a Difference Minute
from The Mark White Show.
On this Make a Difference Minute, I have Pierre Lucien. Pierre was in training to be a police officer for the Atlanta Police Department when he suffered a major life-altering injury.
I was jogging, and all of a sudden, my legs gave way. As I tried to get up, it felt like my legs was like jello, and I couldn't get up. So I crawled to the finish line to make sure I finish at least. And then once I crawled, and all I could remember was all the guys trying to get some water or Gatorade down my throat, and they couldn't. My airway was shut and everything. A few minutes later, I passed out. Between 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., I was dead. Suffered two cardiac arrests. They had formed fasciotomies, tracheotomies, and I was given a 2% chance to live that night, and God willing, I overcame it. They had to amputate my legs because I had suffered two cardiac arrests back-to-back. The legs started dying, the limbs started dying because the heart started failing. That's why they had to amputate the legs. That was the best thing that could ever happen to me, I can tell you not. That type of stuff is what really make you feel like there's a purpose. The reason why God gave you this situation, this card to play with, is to try to impact people's lives and not try to take it in stride.
If you have a suggestion for a Make a Difference Minute, send it to themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White.
And this is Cora White.
Encouraging you
to find your purpose
by making a difference
in someone's life today.
We'd like to thank our sponsor, Athens Bible School, located in Athens, Alabama. The Make a Difference Minute from The Mark White Show is coming up next. Welcome to another Make a Difference Minute
from The Mark White Show.
On this Make a Difference Minute, I have Daniel Casera. Daniel was severely injured in the Middle East when he was serving with our military.
On 23 September 2005, I was in a M113 armored personnel carrier. We rolled over an anti-tank mine, flipped the tank over, killed two of my guys, injuring four others, me included. The seat that I was sitting on collapsed, crushed my legs. I sustained bilateral fractures to my right tibia and fibula. My left tibia was shattered. Both of my heel and ankle bones were shattered, dislocated right hip. They replaced my left tibia with a titanium rod. There's some hardware in my knee and in my ankles, both ankles as well. it's just a testament to, you know, how good God has been and gotten me through pretty serious hurdles. Cycling has been that physical therapy that has allowed me just being able to be out that open breeze. I try to do as much as I can, you know, with what I have.
If you have a suggestion for a Make a Difference Minute, send it to themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White.
And this is Cora White.
Encouraging you
to find your purpose
by making a difference
in someone's life
today. We'd like to thank our sponsor, Trinity Medical Care, located in Huntsville, Alabama. The Make a Difference Minute is coming up next. Welcome to another Make a Difference Minute
from The Mark White Show.
On this Make a Difference Minute, I have a message from singer, songwriter, musician Paige King Johnson.
I grew up going to church and being very involved in music there. And then I got into piano lessons whenever I was younger. My older sister was in them, and I wanted to be just like her. And so that was kind of my first real music lesson introduction. And my grandpa really saw how much I was enjoying it. When I was 10 years old, he bought me a guitar for Christmas. I was absolutely over the moon, excited about it. And he encouraged me to get into guitar lessons that following year. And those next couple of months after that, the following Easter, he got very sick and he passed away. I kind of took that as my sign that I really needed to give this whole guitar thing my all and see where it took me. And once I really put time into it, I found that I absolutely loved it, and I fell in love with music and performing and everything, and haven't looked back. I think about him every single time I step on stage, because if it wasn't for him and his belief in me, I wouldn't be here probably.
If you have a suggestion for a Make a Difference Minute, send it to themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White.
And this is Cora White.
Encouraging you
to find your purpose
by making a difference
in someone's life
today.
Broken people on a journey home. Spread a little love before your chance is gone. We may never see tomorrow anyway. Let's all do something good today. Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the university preparatory diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call. Located in the Foodland Shopping Center at 16041 Highway 72 in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Hi, this is Kathy Matea, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, where you can learn to make a difference in your community while you have a great time listening to interesting people talk to Mark.